We are quickly approaching the end of 2024. And if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year, and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities. So LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes, this is the Black Real Estate Dialogue.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. This is episode 242. We're going to jump right into this one. So there's an interesting article by Go Banking Rates. They have a lot of good finance and real estate articles that I check out from time to time. But this particular one is called Six Ways to Get Around the Real Estate Lock-In Effect and Buy a Home. So the first thing that I want to do actually is explain what exactly is the lock-in effect. So the majority of people who have mortgages have mortgage interest rates below 6%. And obviously, mortgage interest rates have been higher than that for the past several years. And the prices of homes have been way up over the past several years. So the lock-in effect is basically people with those low mortgage interest rates and affordable payments, quite honestly, depending on when they purchase the property, it's basically the concept that they are locked in and cannot or don't want to sell for another property because not only is the interest rate going to be higher, but also the price. So the purpose of this article is just to give people creative ways to get around that lock-in effect and actually buy another home. And as you know, I always love sharing creative ways and things that you can do to help yourself in this real estate market. And I thought it was a pretty good article. And I'm going to give my opinion on each of the factors that it mentions. So the first thing that it says is get creative. And so one of the things they mentioned is considering fixer uppers or land to build on, which I think is a good idea. A lot of times folks like turnkey properties. I personally like turnkey properties. However, there could be opportunity, whether it's a rental or whether it's a home for you to live in, to buy a property that needs some work because in many cases, let's say it's a house you want to live in, if it's livable and you can just get some of that work done over time, then it could be a lot more affordable for you because it's going to be cheaper than a turnkey ready property. Now, buying land to live on, I think it, land to build on, I think is a good idea as well, potentially. The thing is, though, you're going to need a loan to build on that property. So those are, you just want to factor in those costs and what those things will look like. So that's something to keep in mind. The next is to build an ADU or an accessory dwelling unit. And these are pretty big here in California. They did actually pass a law in 2020, making it easier to add a second unit. And so, you know, that's something to consider as well. If you own a home and you want to do that in your particular, in your area, and that's something that you can do. And in some cases, it can increase the property values, which is always a good thing, and also generate some income for you as well and subsidize some of that mortgage cost. And, you know, who knows, maybe it'll help you sell it for a better price when you factor in all the numbers. One thing it mentions as well as is if this ADU does increase the value, that you could potentially do a cash out refinance. And that's another thing that you can do to tap into some of the equity of your home. If you have a lot of equity in your home, a lot of folks are sitting on equity who have owned over the past 4 years or so, because as you know, prices have gone up. And if you are in certain areas, certain markets, you have really a lot of equity and you might want to consider getting an appraisal. So you could tap into the equity, maybe doing a cash out refinance if it makes sense, or something like a home equity line of credit to help you put a down payment on another home. Now, doesn't change the prices, it doesn't change the rates, but it gives you some options as well. And then the other thing, which I thought was interesting, I haven't seen this talked about a lot, is to look into relocation programs from employers. Like if you're someone who's open to or can move to a different area, maybe that's cheaper. That could be good. You know, some companies have programs that let you sell your current home and they provide certain incentive or even purchase assistance in the new area you're moving to, which I did not realize. And the article did mention that these programs are often underutilized as well. So if you're looking to move and you're looking at different jobs in different areas, maybe see if this is a benefit that they offer to new employees. So it also mentions as well, looking into foreclosures, you know, foreclosures, and it talks about distressed properties, which essentially are the fixer uppers we spoke about before. But one of the things it mentions is that, you know, homes in those categories require more work. And to some extent, it really can be more of a headache, but the banks are motivated. Sellers are typically motivated. And in some cases, might even be willing to negotiate lower prices just to get rid of the property, right? The bank has no incentive to hold a property. They're not in the real estate business. They want their money. They want to get their payments. And so, you know, buying a foreclosure could help you get into a desirable neighborhood that, you know, you might not have been able to afford before. It's just quite a process that can take a lot of time. And something else I want to talk about as well is this idea of creativity. So one thing that you can consider, and I believe I've said this before, but if you are someone who lives in a home and maybe you've outgrown the home, something you may want to consider is in some cities, they have, they're considered duplexes, but essentially it's two single family homes on a lot. It's not in every city. I know that they have that kind of thing in California. It's like a front house and a back house. So maybe there's a family member who you can purchase together with, right? Maybe, you know, if you have a large family in your household, maybe you can take the front house or the larger portion and they can take the back house. Or maybe you can buy a home and build an ADU on it, or buy one with an ADU already on it. So that's something else that you can think about as well, and perhaps splitting the cost down the middle or in whatever way makes sense with a friend or family member. Because, you know, the reality of it is a lot of people are just priced out of places they want to live, homes they want to buy, and things of that nature. So creativity is the name of the game. And hopefully this episode gave you some ideas and a few quick things to think about. And the other thing I want to mention as well, there are so many people waiting for interest rates to go down significantly. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the reality of it is there's no guarantee that interest rates will drop significantly. Like I'm literally looking right now, and according to Mortgage News Daily, today's rates are 6.62%, right? There was a time when we were at about 8%, but the most important thing is the price at which you're buying the property. That's honestly the most important thing. And we don't know what interest rates are going to do. And if I'm looking at Mortgage News Daily, about a month ago, let's see, rates were like 6.12%. And then today they're 6.62% as of the recording of this video. So they've actually gone up. And a lot of people incorrectly thought that just because the Fed reduced the federal funds rate, that there will be a direct correlation with mortgage interest rates. And it's actually not a direct correlation. They typically tend to go in the same direction, but it would be irresponsible for me to tell you that, you know, once one goes down, the other is automatically going to go down. And mortgage interest rates honestly have not moved too much over the past 3 months. Like I'm looking at the charts right now. And the reason I say all that is because I don't think it's a good idea to wait for mortgage rates to go down if you are in a position where you can afford the property. The most important thing is the price of the property, right? Mortgage rates will probably never be back in the 2% and 3% again like they were. And I hate to say it, but home prices will probably never be as low as they were in most cases, which is why, you know, some of these creative strategies mentioned today are things that you may want to consider, because, you know, things are only going to get more expensive. And, you know, in some areas, there's a tremendous underbuilding where there's space, which makes prices go up as well. So those are just some things to keep in mind. I really want you to be encouraged, but also be realistic and don't try to sit and wait for mortgage rates to decrease. What you should be doing is putting a plan together and, you know, waiting for your turn. And when it's your time, you should execute, you know, if the numbers make sense, regardless of whatever the interest rates are, because that's something that we simply can't control. So hopefully this episode was helpful. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening to the show. I greatly appreciate your support. Thank you all so much. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.